I think that the budget does have elements of that now. And
sometimes it's a little hard to find.
Sometimes it's a little hard to find. I think we're asked for that information every time. I don't feel, when I'm going through the budget process, that there's any particular focus on the metrics or on the, it's called strategic direction in the budget, where we lay out what we're going to do in the coming year. And I think it's because there's a tremendous amount of information in that budget. Yeah. Every bureau coming forward with that same information. And then when you're talking about cuts, that's really what drives the conversation when we have our budget work sessions. And so I think the information is there. I think it's available. I don't think it's necessarily the focus of that particular process.
Well, just to tip my hand a little bit, I also find it sometimes difficult to align strategic goals with budget requests.
Yes.
And I've also learned in this budget cycle that the bureau directors that focused on three things often got people's attention more than when those who focused on 10 things. And Mike Jordan came out and said, 10, 6, 3, and then used that as the framework for explaining a 10-year strategic plan, 6 goals, and keeping rates at 3% or below. Even I could understand that. And we often have spirited discussions about what metrics are included with the Independent Budget Office. Sometimes they're quite unrelated to our strategic plans, but they're around the customer experience or something else. Mayor, I think this piece is something that warrants further thought, because we have a template, and it's what we get on technology oversight, where we get a little chart, and it has color-coded, and it tells you we're making progress or we're not, or we're going backwards. And I think having a reminder and a snapshot of strategic plan then gives us a framework for understanding the budget requests.
And it should all connect up that way.
Make sure it's all connected and probably prompt some interesting questions, too, on the way. Colleagues, should we invite Jeff Hawthorne to come make a remark or two and then continue the discussion? Maybe we can just slide down and keep you here, because okay. I think we'll probably have a follow-up.
We've got a spot down here.
Sure.
There you go. Jeff is the interim executive director, and welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
And we're on. Thank you for the opportunity, Mayor, Commissioners. I haven't prepared any remarks, but listening to the discussion today, I did want to say that, most importantly, we at the Regional Arts and Culture Council appreciate and agree with the recommendations of the auditor. And we are really looking forward to working with all of you and other city leaders and bureaus to implement these recommendations. I think historically, we will find that RAC does its best work when the City of Portland is very much engaged in setting goals and articulating strategies with us. So if that's the process we're about to begin together, I think it's very exciting. It is true that we are not currently operating with a strategic plan. I think that is overdue, but I don't want you to think that we haven't been strategic in our work of late. And in fact, we have been conducting a number of studies and assessments, including an economic impact report for Portland's arts and culture nonprofit organizations. And most recently, for the past 3 years, I would say, we've been really focused on making sure that we understand the needs and the barriers for underrepresented communities and what it means to be providing greater access to the arts for every resident of Portland, not just those who attend the symphony and go to the art museum. So a lot of strategic work has been happening at the program level. We have strategic frameworks for many of our programs, and we're very proud of these programs. And as you know, our executive director retired last year. And when a new executive director comes in, we anticipate the ability to roll these program strategic plans up into a comprehensive strategic plan for the organization, and to do that with the leadership of our new executive director and the voice of the community very much present as we develop this more comprehensive long-term strategic plan for the organization. So thank you again for the opportunity, and I think we also agree that regionalism is a big question that needs to be addressed. One of the things that I'm finding in our conversations with elected officials in Washington, Clackamas counties is how hard it is to convince elected officials of the importance of investing in arts and culture if arts and culture are not part of their charter. Washington County, for example, talks a lot about transportation, agriculture, some tourism, but still we haven't had the ability to break through and convince them of making a long-term and increased investment in the Regional Arts and Culture Council. Partly there's a perception that we're Portland-centric, and we may want to think about ways that we can expand our services proactively in those counties before we ask them to increase their support. But I think it will be additionally difficult to convince those counties to invest in Portland's assets. I think they might like to see more investment in their own assets first, and then maybe we can demonstrate some strong outcomes of that investment and move toward a more regional system. But I agree with you, Commissioner, that we really should ask ourselves the question whether the Regional Arts and Culture Council really is better off being regional or more focused on Portland and Multnomah County. Thank you.
Questions?
On that last point, I would suggest you send Stanley Penkin and the Arts Pack to talk to all of the candidates for elected office, because that was, and talk to them about the economic benefits. So when you mentioned that you're going to be looking at that. To me, yes, arts and culture are good for us hearts and souls and spirits, and just general joyfulness of life. They're also business, and that was what I was taught back in 2005 when I was first educated by the Arts Council. So I think helping other jurisdictions understand we're not just talking about fun and games, to quote Charles Jordan, in relation to parks. It's absolutely about people's jobs, and that they need to have, they can't attract everybody to go live in Beaverton just on the, it's at the other end of the Max line. You know, they need to, and are wanting to have vibrant self-contained communities. And so you can't do that without looking after every member of your society, not only the scientists and the engineers who are working at Intel, but the artists who are working there as well, the anthropologists who are working there as well. So I would encourage you to take the opportunity of there being a runoff for Washington County chair, for example, to really get out there and do some educating.
That's right. I think that's a great suggestion. And the last time we really had that conversation at a high level was with the Act for Art document. As you all know, we were hoping that the arts tax would be a regional tax, and there just was not the political will of the elected officials in those counties, or polling of the citizens in those counties did not indicate that it would be successful there. But I believe it's time to take another run at it for the arguments you just mentioned.
Commissioner Fritz, the RAC put together a questionnaire for the candidates in the primary and then posted their responses. And the responses that I read were actually very thoughtful, very comprehensive. The thing that alarmed me, though, was how many candidates chose not to fill out a questionnaire. And it is my hope that, particularly because we have we'll have a seat on this body that goes to a November election, there's the chair of Washington County and others, I hope that the arts community organizes and does some forums in the summer and early fall, because these are, as you mentioned, these issues transcend just quality of life. This is about our regional economy. This is about our brand. This is our ability to attract talent. This is about leveraging a lot of our strengths. And it should not be a discretionary act as to whether, as a candidate, you put your views on the record. And I hope there's a forum and a more structured forum and an opportunity to hear from the leading candidates in the November election.
My son teaches at Westview High School, so I happened to notice that Beaverton handily passed its local option levy, and they also have a great track record. So if there were an arts tax that was focused on teachers in schools, maybe a second step would be convincing other jurisdictions that part of it should be for regional arts and culture. But a first step might be, let's get arts teachers in all the schools. So let me know if I can be helpful in any way.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say that first of all, thank you, Mayor and Commissioner Fitch and Madam Auditor. despite the vagueness in the contract and despite the lack of oversight from the city, I think RAC has done an incredible job with our arts dollars and serving our community. So it's, I just see this as a really exciting opportunity to strengthen this relationship and how we serve the city. I also wanted to mention, I'm also interested in this regional conversation. I grew up in glamorous, unincorporated Washington County, where I went to an arts-based preschool. I attended dance, art, and music lessons. And one of my earliest memories of a cultural excursion, I was probably 5 years old, I saw HMS Pinafore at the community theater out in Forest Grove. And it was one of the most magical nights ever. And when I saw the lead checking at the check stand at Safeway, I thought that I was meeting a Hollywood movie star. So it's just a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Right at this point, I would hate to see us completely abandon the regional focus, but it's definitely a conversation we need to pursue.
Commissioner Fritz, final words and comments?
Well, I just have to follow up with Commissioner Udaly's comment. My high school production was HMS Pinafore, so I can do all the dancing and everything.
You got me beat.
Yeah. No, that's obviously a I was just, we can discuss that offline, okay. Definitely. Some of the things that I'm going to be interested in from RAC and others moving forward, the question of 33% operating expenses for RAC, is the staff of over 30 the right staffing level? The equity, I appreciated Mayor Wheeler mentioning that in his opening. You've all mentioned it, so has Commissioner Fish. I'm very interested in the outcomes for businesses, and in particular for businesses of, led by people of colour. How is RAC's support helping or not? And how are people being supported to become independently successful with the grants that you give out? Those kinds of things. I'm interested in the mural program in partnership with ONI and graffiti abatement and other things. You know, how are we doing on RAC approving murals, and how is that helping the city in its goals of having beautiful public spaces? And supporting businesses who want to do that. I'm interested, as I mentioned, in the maintenance of public art, knowing how we at the city are not maintaining our assets adequately. I'd love to hear that RAC is doing a better job with our public art. If that's not the case, then like the city, we need to have a further conversation about how are we going to make sure that our assets are maintained well. And then you mentioned that the annual report is usually very high level, and I agree, and it's usually also very entertaining. I would like to see us getting a report drilling down on the concerns in this audit and on the things that I just mentioned, so that we can help in saying specifically what are the economic benefits, what have we been doing to address some of the things that people have been concerned about. Mention also that I'm very pleased with how you've been able to add people of colour and underrepresented communities to the board. That's definitely a first start. I don't know how that plays into having 8 at-large members versus more for the city. I'm sure that with our focus on making sure that people who haven't previously been at the table are represented, that the mayor would be more than happy to take your advice on who to appoint to city's positions. As long as the funding is so skewed to City of Portland and therefore most of the programs, I do believe that we need to have an understanding on the board that maybe they become the ambassadors to reach out to the other jurisdictions to help bring them along with us. When we're putting over $4 million of general fund and $3 million of arts tax, and the arts tax was not easy to get done, as we all remember, or to keep. So that's a significant investment of political capital as well as actual money and for the taxpayers of Portland. And so we do need to be able to show them what are the results, what are you getting for your money, in addition to what's proven in results with the arts tax in particular in schools, which I think the outcomes there have absolutely met and exceeded my expectations. I'm very pleased about that. So thank you very much. Thank you again for your very good audit and presentation.
I'm going to let Commissioner Fish have the last word. So I want to be very clear. You can be pro-arts and pro-accountability. And I was very pleased to hear your first statement be that you and the organization support the recommendations in this audit. Madam Auditor, I think this was a very important audit, and I think it was a very thorough audit. And I want to greatly appreciate the fact that you put this into an already busy audit schedule at our request, and I think you did a fantastic job in terms of taking a focused look at our responsibilities in the oversight of this contract. As Commissioner Fritz mentioned, this is a significant contribution on the part of the city, $4.5 million of general fund support. Those dollars do not come easily, and therefore it is very important for us to work with RAC and have a clear understanding of what outcomes we are buying with the dollars that we are investing through RAC. And that is underscored repeatedly throughout this audit report. We have an obligation as we renew the contract to take a broader look at what outcomes we want to see delivered through the contract. And this will dovetail nicely with the strategic planning exercise that you and your organization are currently undertaking. So I think the timing here is very, very fortuitous, particularly as you're seeking a permanent executive director. Accountability through the contracting, oversight through the actual constant evaluation of the contract is very important, and transparency in reporting on how our outcomes match with the desired outcomes that are stated in the contract will be very important to me in the years ahead as we make funding decisions. And as Commissioner Fish noted, we have already put the funding in the budget for that contract oversight and management position. And I think that is a necessary and important first step. There will be some broader conversations that you, Jeff, and others on RAC get to have, not only the big question about the region, which will actually be a really interesting question, and I look forward to seeing how that unfolds. There's also going to be a lengthy question of how you define arts. And as you know, this discussion about equity also includes a question that's embedded about what is art and what does it mean in this community and who has the opportunity to benefit through this funding source and through the organization that's been created. And are we, in fact, as a community being as broad-reaching as we should be in terms of how we define the use of these resources? Last but not least, and I don't want to make too big of a deal about this, but I was also struck by the overhead percentage. That struck me as being high, and it could be the case that it is not high. It could be completely the case that that is a very reasonable overhead. But I'd like to know a little bit more about that as this process unfolds. And I think I'll just stop there except to say, great audit. I look forward to the partnership continuing with the Regional Arts and Culture Council. We have a lot of work ahead of us, but I'm confident now that we've all settled on this, we've all agreed to the findings, and we're all ready to move forward together to deliver on the findings of this audit. So I thank you, Madam Auditor. Jennifer, I thank your team for the great work that you've done on this. Thank you. Commissioner Fish, you get the last word.
Thank you, Mayor and colleagues. Let me begin by just acknowledging that during my tenure, I think this is the second time where we've asked the auditor to come in on a specific task. The first occurred when there was a fire, if you will, and enough fire and smoke that we thought it was necessary to do a single project audit. And you came to the results were presented at a work session and had consequences. This one, I wouldn't say there was fire and smoke. I think there was uncertainty and a lack of clarity, and there was a unique alignment around timing. There was a change in leadership. There was a renegotiation of a contract. RAC was dealing with some very fundamental big questions around equity and grant making and other things. And we had a chance to ask for an audit to help inform all the work we're doing. And I think I want to join with all my colleagues in thanking the auditor and her team for their really exceptional work. You've given us a roadmap. The next step that I will be pushing for is to take the set of recommendations and essentially create a spreadsheet, figure out sequencing, who's responsible for what, and what's a realistic timeline, and if any of those require additional funding, considering that as well. I want to be very clear about my long-term goal, and my long-term goal is to increase public support for the arts. We continue as a city to lag behind other peer cities. Even though we talk about how important the arts and culture are, we still don't put enough public and private resources into the arts. What I think you have given us is an opportunity to strengthen our relationship with RAC, which will, as a byproduct, strengthen public trust in what we're doing around investing in the arts, and I think lay the groundwork for an even more robust program going forward. Mayor has already acknowledged that our partnership is already bearing fruit, and we are now in the process of beginning to recruit a contract administrator position. And I particularly liked your comment, or the comment you made, about how that person would, among other things, review the annual audits of the agency and report to us if there are challenges. There are also some new and really dynamic conversations happening in the community about arts and culture. There's a lot of young people and new people coming to our community asserting new claims. And old ways have to change. We have to adapt. And this is a unique time and moment where we, as collectively, need to take that on and chart the course for our future. I also want to say that there's a familiar theme in the work that we're dealing with today, and it's a continuation of work this council has tackled on things like oversight of our utilities and updating and reforming our boards and commissions and shining a light on areas where we know we can do better. And when we focus on core functions, accountability, and transparency, we deliver a better product to the public we serve. And that, after all, is our most important job. So I look forward to the next chapter of our work. Again, I thank our wonderful partners at RAC. I thank my colleagues. But most importantly, I thank the auditor. And the mayor was saying, he kind of suggesting that he was surprised you were able to fit this in with a busy agenda. I was going to make a joke. Of course, I no longer make jokes because I've been bombing on the stage recently. But it did occur to me that I was going to say something like that in order to make way for this, you did agree to defer some audits of the police bureau just to put them aside. I thought that would not be well received, so I didn't use that as a joke. But and the water bureau. I mean, of equal opportunity. But
there's booing going on all
the final thing I want to say, and I take pleasure in saying this, particularly because we have to keep reminding people of our history. This forum, this audit, this conversation, this presentation, and the response to this audit is reflective of a new spirit of collaboration between the auditor's office and independent office, independently elected, an auditor that makes her own decisions about what to audit and when, and partners on the city council. And I wish I could say that through the 10 years of my service, this is reflective of the relationship we've had with auditors, but I think the record makes clear that it is not. And I want to especially compliment our current auditor and this mayor for reinvigorating the relationship. And your job is to say, is to call it the way you see it, and sometimes provide us with critical commentary about work that we're involved with. That's exactly how it was intended under the charter. And we appreciate this relationship and the good work of your office. So thank you very much.
Anything else, Auditor?
I really do appreciate the way you all have embraced the recommendations in this audit, and I too appreciate the improved relationship between the auditor's office and the council, because I think it delivers more intelligent responses for the public. So I do appreciate that very much.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. We are adjourned.
Thanks, Mayor. Absolutely. We believe it wholeheartedly. Thank you.
Yeah.